What a perfect, perfect song. Couldn't be better. Thank you so much. And good morning, dear friends. Some of you I've known for many years. Have a sprinkling of family here today, which is really nice also. So I'm pleased to be back. Every time I come, I think, well, that'll be the last time. Because I'm really old. But here we are again. And the Daily Word just led right into what I do all the time. I have studied happiness for many years. Have a whole shelf of books at home that are on happiness. Martin Seligman wrote a wonderful book called Learned Optimism. And yes, it can be learned. And Barbara Fredrickson wrote a book called Positivity. And so there, anyway, I've studied happiness and I have come to the conclusion it's a choice. We all have. So I choose happy. I choose joy. And I wanted to talk to you about that today. I actually created a whole deck of Get Happy cards. And I took 25 or 30 negative emotions and simply wrote what to do if you felt that negative emotion as a way of returning to your happiness and your joy. Because I do believe joy is our birthright. You are not meant to suffer. Well, pain is a given, but suffering is optional. So I hope you remember that. When I was a little girl out on the plains of Texas in a bleak depression era 30s, I was born in 1929. I'm 93 if you don't want to do the math. My mother, a sweet, wonderful church musician, school teacher, she started playing the piano for the Methodist Church when she was 11. And I was still playing for happy hour at the home when she was 98 and walked on. So she would lie down between my brother and me in that cold farmhouse, unheated, no plumbing, no electricity, a very bleak existence. And at night we were cold always, so she would lie down. I slept with my brother until I was 9 or 10, I don't know. And she would lie down between us and tell us stories. She would tell us the Three Bears and Billy Goat's Gruff and Epaminondas and things like that. And she would sing a little song to a poem that she had read somewhere. And I'm not going to sing it. I can't do that well. I have to turn that over to you all. But here's the poem. I think it fits today's daily reading, and it fits the idea of joy. Little brown brother, oh, little brown brother, are you awake in the dark? Here we lie cozily next to each other. List to the song of the lark. Waken, the lark says, waken and greet you. Put on your green coat so gay. Blue skies will warm you. Sunshine caress you. Waken, it's morning, 'tis May. Second verse. Little brown brother, oh little brown brother, what kind of flower will you be? I'll be a poppy all white like my mother. Do be a poppy like me. What? You're a sunflower? How I shall miss you when you've grown golden and high. But I shall send all the bees up to kiss you, little brown brother, goodbye. I was 40 years old before I realized that was a story of two seeds, little brown seeds lying underground, waiting to sprout. And so, what kind of flower will you be? Who are you? What could you be? Each of you, if you pursued your happiness and your joy, what would it be like for you? I created this lifelong compass of joy. I've started with the first four directions, northeast, west, south, and simply put in that we could learn, and we could work, and we could love, and we could live. So I've enlarged it to 8 directions, and I'll take you through that now, and you can kind of catch on to how you could do this dance every morning if you wanted to. If you woke up every morning and faced the southeast back there where our lovely support crew works and does their job so well, and think about, I'm alive, I'm here, this is me, here I am, I show up, and color it red for Earth, for the beginning, and let the star be Rigel, the traveler star. And you would have the joy of existence, the joy of your uniqueness, because there's nobody like you, never will be again. You're one of a kind. And then if you turn to the northwest, where our musician corner is, and you realize that you're part of a community, a world, and you could listen up and actually relate to others. The color would be orange, and the star would be Antares, the warrior. And so you could take your life and design it around your relationships. It's easy to love people when they act right, isn't it? No stretch there. I've given up mothering. I've done a motherectomy. You know, at a certain point, you should just stop and quit worrying about how your kids act. You know, when they're 40 years old, I think you should be done. Let them take it from there. I think of the mother who, she couldn't make an 8 o'clock appointment because she had to wake her daughter up for, I have to make sure she gets to school. I thought, well, it's a kindergartner, or worst, a middle schooler. No, she was in college. That's too long. You don't need to do that anymore. And so then let's turn to the southwest and consider your creativity and opening up to that. You're one of a kind, you're unique, you're significant, and therefore you can make a contribution from your viewpoint if you simply will embrace that. Color it yellow and let the star be Regulus, the lion, the heart of the lion. So, fierce beast that you are, open up to your own creativity and recognize your multidimensionality. There's so much more to you than you think there is. And I want you to know yourself fully, up, down, sideways, backward, and forward. And then we would turn to the, where am I now? I'm at the northwest, turn southwest, and then we would go up here where I'm standing to the northeast, that compass point. And that's where we're still evolving. You're not done yet. Color it green and let it be the Aquarian Age. There are 3 things that define the Aquarian Age, in my opinion. First of all, we're connected. You know that we are all hooked up now, the incredible internet. You know, my first husband did a degree back when computers had punch cards. And he did a treatment on the lithium hydride molecule. And if the air conditioning went off, the computer filled 3 buildings. It was that old time of back in the 60s. And if the air conditioning went off, he would lose his data and have to start over. Now you could do that on your pocket telephone almost, or at least certainly a pocket calculator. You could do that treatment of the lithium hydride molecule. That's how far we've come in our growing and our opening up to our connectedness as Aquarians. And I think we're now into the Aquarian Age. I think it's time to admit that and recognize not only are we all hooked up, there is the rise of the feminine in both males and females. And so it's a, yes, we are almost at equality, almost. And it's a different world. So take your turn at creation and evolving. Saw a bumper sticker that said, oh, evolve. Just do that. Then we can turn to the west, the direction where we can lighten up. You know, it's not a serious life unless you make it so. Everything is pretty funny, really. In fact, comedy is born often out of tragedy, isn't it? And I think about the old folks who learn how to laugh at one another. I was visiting with my beloved brother again, the one I used to sleep with, and told him a joke about a returning veteran from the Crimean War. And it seems that there was a soldier who had been injured, and he was lying there nearly dying and groaning, and this Red Cross worker came along and said, soldier, tell me your name so I can tell your mother. Soldier, no reply. He's dying. Soldier, tell me your name so I can tell your mother. And finally, after the third time screaming at him, tell me your name, I want to tell your mother, he said, my mother knows my name. So lighten up. Nothing's that serious anymore. Did I tell you the color's blue and that the star would be Arcturus, which means the ancient ones? Yeah. And then we turn to the east and we are going to wise up. It's time to recognize you're still in process as a student. You're still able to learn, and you can grow, even at my late age. I love being on the cutting edge, and people still trust me with their stories, and that is the greatest honor that there ever was. It's all we have is our story. And so I hope you join the AAA and be the author of your story, the actor in it, as well as the audience of it. And I would like you to be an audience that claps, applauds more than you criticize. You need no further criticism or judgment. Probably your children don't need any more either. It's funny how we think we're not done with the raising as they grow older, and it's time to give it up and let it go. And also time to let go of any grievances. If you're still holding, I think of the woman who came to me, and she said, I am just filled with anger. I cannot tell you how it wakes me up at night. And I invited her to tell me the source of her anger. And she said, it's my husband. I'm so mad at him. And she began to list all the things he had done wrong and all the ways he had let her down. And I said, how long have you been married? She said, oh, he's been dead 15 years. I said, let me get this right. You're still waking up angry at night, mad at a man that's been dead 15 years? Yes. And she had been crying in her grief and anger. And she had a wad of Kleenex in her hand. So I said, hold the Kleenex as tight as you can and transfer all that anger into that fist. And she said, okay, I'll do that. And then I said, let it go. She dropped the Kleenex and she said, oh, I don't feel angry anymore. I said, you did that. I didn't do anything. And she came back the next week. She said, tell everybody about this. Don't let people hold on to their anger. Tell them to drop it. And she said, I've dropped everything except my good china this week. So she learned the lesson of letting go, dropping any anger, pain, judgment, and criticism and living in the joy that is your birthright. So that's your evolution. Where am I? Lighten up and wise up, that we're still learning? Now we go to the north. And that's where we link up. It's time for us to be with our fellow avatar human beings. You are who you are, the way you are, and I cherish that and I celebrate it. And I hope that you do that for those around you. That is our birthright, the joy of linking up and being with one another with like minds and open hearts and warm, loving, caring human beings that we are. So we've arrived at the south, which is the last of the eight directions. And that south is the place where you offer up all that you can be, all that you have to give, and your own unique and very significant life here in this world. That's yours to do, and mine to cherish you as you do it. So that is linking up. I forgot to tell you, that's purple. And actually, it's back up. When you wise up, that color is blue. Lighten up is blue, indigo in the other one. I've gotten myself mixed up here. And Aldebaran is the indigo star. I wanted to share these stars with you because when you look up in the night sky, those are your friends. My first, second, I get my husband's mixed up. My second father-in-law, wonderful man. And he took his little boys out in the yard at night, and they would lie down between their father on the grass, and they would look up at the night sky, and Vern taught his sons, those are your friends. Anytime you need a friend, just look up to the night sky. The stars are there, and they are your friends. So the star for wising up is Aldebaran, the one who sees. And the star for linking up is Vega, the master of sound, and that color is purple. And then offering up, your color is magenta, and that's your true color for you. It's the top of the chakra list. And that's where you can imagine the star Sirius, who is the way shower. And you have the joy of your service, your gift to the world, and the joy of your being. So, show up to the southeast, to the northwest, listen up. To the southwest, open up to your creativity. To the northeast, grow up, evolve. To the west, lighten up. It's all joy, humor, happiness. And to the east, wise up, learn. To the north, link up in your relationships. And to the south, grow up. And as the guy did at the church where they were doing the fun drive, I've upped my life. He said, I've upped my pledge. But I've upped my life, up yours. So, thank you very much. I love you all, and I appreciate you. Thank you.